Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. On this Veterans Day, there's some good news to report for people transitioning from the military back into civilian life. A recent national survey ranks Ann Arbor and Lansing among the top 10 best medium-sized cities in the nation for hiring veterans. Still, significant barriers remain between veterans who have a tough time marketing their skills and hiring managers who struggle to find this highly coveted workforce. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports.
At the end of 2012, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that 2.6 million Americans had served in uniform since 9/11. Roughly 10% were unemployed, a figure that exceeded the national average. The United Services Automobile Association, better known as USAA, is a national insurance carrier catering specifically to military families. In partnership with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's Hiring Our Heroes program, the company commissioned a study of 379 U.S. metro areas and ranked them according to the educational and employment opportunities they offer veterans. Eric Enquist is the executive director of military transition programs for USAA.
We built this list to give our veterans and their families insight and education around where those industries are that are looking to leverage military-related skill sets and how to set them up for finding those jobs.
The overall best place in America for hiring veterans, the study concluded, is Houston, Texas. But in terms of medium-sized markets, those regions with populations between 175 and 500,000, Ann Arbor topped the list. Lansing came in at number 8. Enquist says each city boasted unemployment rates lower than the U.S. average.
And we looked at the overall jobs climate in each of the metro areas across the country, and that was based on unemployment rates and recent job growth. And then we also looked at other factors that are important to veterans, like access to higher education, where they can leverage their 9/11 GI Bill. And we also looked at access to health resources.
The social infrastructure veterans need for success may be there. Still, hiring managers grapple with recruiting former service members. Julie Mann is Vice President of Human Resources for Webasto Thermo and Comfort in Fenton. She's also a sought-after expert in veteran hiring issues. Mann says the military branches are prohibited from releasing any data on outgoing service members looking for work. The other challenge, she says, is recognizing how to apply a veteran's skill set.
It's hard for two different reasons. One, finding them. How do I connect into them? And then number two, how do I translate what they did in service to a value within my company?
Lansing played host last week to a jobs fair specifically targeting military veterans. More than 20 public and private companies gathered at the Michigan National Guard headquarters to court prospective employees. It's difficult sometimes for civilian organizations to penetrate the jargon veterans use to describe their abilities and responsibilities. And it can be just as hard to convey their less tangible qualities, like leadership and initiative.
One of the things that we need to educate the general population is that just because you were in the infantry doesn't mean the only thing you know how to do is shoot a gun.
Michael Mullen is a disabled veteran outreach program specialist for the state of Michigan. He says that's where so-called one-stop centers play a key role in helping veterans reintegrate. Mullen points to places like Michigan Works that give veterans the basic services they need to begin their job search. Mullen had not heard of Ann Arbor and Lansing's placement in the 2013 Best Places report, but he notes that didn't happen by accident.
I would not be surprised to hear either of those. There are plenty of opportunities in Michigan. We are bringing manufacturing back to Michigan. We are bringing high-tech jobs that require highly skilled, highly trained people, and the military offers those skills if we can get them translated and then presented to the employer.
It's unclear, though, the degree to which skilled labor jobs will keep pace with a returning veteran population that's expected to grow in this decade. State officials say 3,000 to 5,000 veterans settle in Michigan in an average year. However, with continued force reductions and a drawdown of troops from Afghanistan, that number could reach 10,000 people annually over the next 5 years. Jeff Barnes directs the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, a relatively new office created last March. It's meant to be a central coordination point for veteran services, focusing on four core areas of education, employment, health care, and quality of life. Barnes, too, notes the report's high marks for Lansing and Ann Arbor.
Here locally in Lansing, we have Lansing Community College has been a great proponent of helping veterans find what the skill gaps that they have between their military experience and their desired civilian career, and helping them bridge that gap in a very quick amount of time.
One example of that is LCC's Military Medic to Paramedic program, a 2 to 4 year course which now includes a nursing degree. Barnes says the focus in Ann Arbor, with its strong venture capital climate, has been on entrepreneurial programs that help veterans pursue their own businesses. The state of Michigan is trying to build on this momentum and upon the Veterans Day theme with an event this week in Metro Detroit. The Governor's Veterans Talent Summit will be held Wednesday in Taylor. Jeff Barnes says a highlight of the day will be when Governor Snyder signs a legislative package that pertains to licensing and credentialing reform.
And the focus of these initial bills will all be around healthcare, construction, heavy-wheeled mechanics, IT, engineering. So it's exciting because these are all growth industries in Michigan. So hopefully we'll be able to get some more good stories like we've seen already this week in Ann Arbor and Lansing.
And the state has one more project in the works this week, the launch of a new website, MichiganVeterans.com. It's designed as Michigan's latest effort to consolidate as much information as possible about transitioning out of the military. Over the next year, the state hopes to develop a comprehensive database of veterans' benefits that's searchable by zip code to make it easier to find services no matter where in Michigan a veteran may be. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.